Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Rambles, and I'm Anita, and I still feel sort of excited whenever I hear the countdown. I know it's totally crazy, but you guys know I love radio. I do my radio show online. So this is my last show of the year, and I can't believe it, especially because most of the year I wasn't hosting my show, and I missed, and you know I missed you, because, well, in June I did a show about how much I missed you, and then it had been 7 months since I had hosted, almost 8 months since I had hosted a show. But, yeah, year's over, and, well, be over in 2 weeks. Next Sunday is Christmas, and I have some Christmas plans. Don't worry. My co-host is Lane here. He's fine. I still think he should be president, and I tell him he should be president. He just does not want to run. And we talked a bit about the election. Tomorrow is the day the Electoral College will cast their votes and, you know, make it official. And this year has been crap for almost everybody. Singers have died, and I'm like, please. There are certain singers who, even though I love, they left the last 2 weeks. I would be shocked, but not surprised. And then there are others that's like, damn. Like, you know, Florida Evans from Good Times is like, damn. You know, okay, so it's not the best Florida Evans impersonation, but still, it's like, really, 2016? You were just a jerk. I can't say what else because, you know, I have my ratings on G. So it's like, yeah. No, 2017 is going to be better than this year. We have learned what not to do. We lost Prince this year. Like, granted, he's one of those people who I couldn't picture being 90 years old in heels dancing around to Let's Go Crazy. But it was the randomness of his death. Like, 1 week he's doing a concert and the next minute he's dead. Like, what? And he was just one of those people you didn't expect. It was a shock, but not surprised. And I know my college who's a huge Prince fan, and I respect Prince. And he got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the first year he was eligible in 2004. And yeah, in 2004 when he did the Super Bowl. So I totally respect him when he went up against Warner Brothers in the 90s. But he was just one of those people whose stars was so bright you don't want to. He was going to burn. You didn't want a long burn for somebody that great. It would have been disrespectful to have him. Even a plane crash would have been, I guess, not as bad as people think. He was a drug addict who may or may not have had AIDS. Who knows? And even then, it would have been like, goodbye, American Pie crime. David Bowie. Artistic goodbye. His was, okay, I'm releasing an album a couple of days later. I'm dead of cancer. His family knew, but very much Frank Sinatra, I'm going out on my own damn terms. And I like that about him. And I really didn't listen to a lot of David Bowie growing up because, let's face it, I'm a black female. I know I'm playing this, but I'm playing the race card against myself, so I can say that. But I really did not listen to a lot of Bowie. I like the Beck remake of Diamond Dogs. And for those who, I'm like a huge Baz Berman soundtrack fan. Romeo and Juliet, hated the play, loved the soundtrack. Great Gatsby, read it in high school, was in high school or middle school, loved the soundtrack. Man, that's great. I want to see him, and he worked with Timberland. Yay. Another fact about the remake of Diamond Dogs, Beck, produced by Timberland. So, and my co-host wants to leave me. So, anyway, he had cancer. His family knew, but the media at large, and another Bravo respect, the guy who wrote Hallelujah died. Like, really, you die before SNL can sort of kind of mock your song? a lot of great artists died this year, and I know, and we had the election. Really, anybody can be president. And I don't think Obama was a bad president. I'm not saying that because I'm black, but I'm not on the, oh, he was the greatest. He wasn't, to me. I just feel like he was a black Jimmy Carter, good man, in a bad situation. And the whole Russian hacking thing, if there were any, okay, first of all, Trump, we're up against anybody else but Clinton. He would not have won. I think the Democratic Party really messed up with how they did Bernie. Also, the whole their former head being on the glass cliff, bad luck. But this showed you why you should vote. I mean, let's face it, only 17% of people able to vote voted for the man. Hillary technically won by 2 million popular votes. And I get why the Electoral College was invented. It was invented the same reason why newspapers are wrote. Well, it's a checks and balance. It's the final checks and balances, but sometimes it doesn't work, and this is like the fourth time this has not worked. So I guess people feel like, okay, out of 50 plus elections, if it only messes up less than 10% of the time, it's good. Flint River, the Flint, Michigan case is still going on. How is it we are a superpower and one of our states doesn't have water, but we can help refugees? And I'm sorry about what happened to the refugees, but we can't even take care of our own. I mean, a year of people having bad water and paying for bad water. It's not even like they're paying for expensive name. No, you're getting a bill for water you can't drink. Does that? Planned Parenthood. Love-hate relationship with Planned Parenthood. I love their, but their ideals of their founder, again, I'm playing the card against myself, that she was a racist. I don't, and yes, there are some people who should not have kids. We know this, but I don't believe in sterilizing a whole race. Well, they have to be like really horrible people to sterilize, like serial killers. No, BTK may not have been a bad, may not have been a bad father, but you know, he was a serial killer, bad. Or people who like abuse their kids, and not because, like, you know, my mom was mentally ill. She didn't abuse me, but on paper, I can get it. I mean, a woman in the late 80s making a black woman in the 80s making a decision to institutionalize their child. But as long as they're not harming their child, now if they're harming their child, yes, I do think they should be sterilized, overpopulation. But all this crap that happened, I really, yeah, next year has got to be better. Like, okay, we went through, we started 16 on a hopeful note. People believed Hillary was going to win, even though she's like, sort of like a Nixon. Well, she used to be a Republican, and she's not exactly warm, and he wasn't exactly warm. And I understand people are like, oh, it's sexist to say that. Oh, no. They are charming, warm men. And Richard Nixon was not a warming, charm man. They both committed bad acts. And I really think it was a kiss up thing to try to make Hillary warm and fuzzy. It's like, we all know she's not warm and fuzzy. Let's not waste that lie. And that's my thing. Don't waste a lie. We, no, don't change it. We know her husband's charming, a charming sociopath, powerful, charming sociopath who can't go 5 minutes without cheating. We accept that. Don't try to change it into a love story of the century. It's like, no, she has a love affair with power. And he has a love affair with Trump. No. 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 So, yeah. Next year has got to be better. I still think my co-host, who's not here right now, can run for president. You know, next year. I have my own plans. My soap making is going really well, and I improved my skills. actually did a tomato red when I did a rebatch, and I know. Okay, basically, I remade some old soaps that a soap I made earlier today because the star came out wrong. I didn't like the way it looked, and I didn't like the color. I know I'm such a female, and I didn't like this, and I didn't like this. So I wanted to make it this way, and blah, blah, blah. And I turned 33 this year. You can go back to the Miss Me episode. So next year I will be 34, and oh wow, I'll be 1 year. That moment when you realize you're no longer, yeah. I didn't. There were some good TV shows to come out of this year. I love This Is Us. Yes, I'm not sure if you guys watched it, but it's such a good show, and I really enjoy it. I did get my Instagram for my soap work and my Pinterest up, so I'm happy about that. And I got my phone back up. Last weekend, I did get some new purses, which made me happy. Because one of them I was really getting sick of. The other one not so sick of, but sort of a little. Lost weight. I weigh a little less than I did in high school. Which, I grew up. Before I started college, I was at 180. I know you don't care about my weight, but I care about my weight. I'm female. Hair grown out, still natural. Next year, I want to get my hair put back in. I have no qualms saying that. And my co-host is back. So he's just like, whatever. He's going to plop down on the couch and say nothing. See, good president. Yes, you. So, increasing my sales. And, yeah, doing more shows. Improve my clientele. Get better, high-quality clientele, which is something I should have did with my customer service clientele episode about not every client's worth having. The only clients that are worth having are the high-quality clients. And it's not even that they spend a lot of money. It's just don't dread them to the point where they, I mean, everybody can annoy you. You can annoy yourself. I annoy myself. I annoy myself with my rambles, hence me changing the name of my own show. And then other bad habits that I have. But they're not rude. They're not gropey, annoying. They're not entitled a-holes. That's the thing. Also, next year I'd like to have some good music again. I mean, really, I have started going back to the 70s. I was not even born in the 70s. Like, I am listening to Minnie Ripperton. Other songs from Minnie Ripperton besides Loving You. And she was a pervert. I don't care what anybody says. Come Inside My Love is a double entendre. We all know this. We all accept it because she could sing. And it's like, oh my goodness. Wow. I mean, bravo. But she was a good singer, so we could sort of kind of let that slide. And I blame consumers for why there's bad music on the mainstream side, because let's face it, the record industry is a business. If people are willing to pay for bad music, I got the 90-second mark, because, you know, every thought, people are willing to pay for bad stuff. It's sort of like, I don't have a problem with comic books, but the reason why so many movie studios are doing comic, because they're money. They have an instant fan base. So even if the movie is about a third rate superhero, there are probably a million followers for that third rate superhero. So next year, more good movies. And I know around Valentine's Day, they're going to have the sequel to 50 Shades, and everybody knows 50 Shades was basically fan fiction for Twilight from an unemployed. So I'm not knocking her hustle. She made $100 million. Good for her. But can we please next year have good movies, good romances? Can we please not go to war next year? Can we have good music? Can we all have success? Thank you, guys. And I've got like 23 seconds, so I will say thank you for listening to my show. You have a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, or just, I could just ramble out all the other holidays that are coming on in the next 2 weeks or have happened this month, but happy holidays, my wonderful listeners. I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. Goodbye.